This apple is so bomb. Welcome, guys. Whoever's tuned in, cool. Whoever's not, I guess that person is not. I mean, shoot. Well, welcome back to the Purple Room. Here at 7:25 p.m. on a rainy Tuesday night. I mean, it looks good. It looks good. Honestly, I was checking out how to do the podcast. I need another person. I can make myself, make myself a character, and I can, speak for the person, which is me. Better be me acting like another person. I don't want to do that. That sounds so, weird. Sound weird. Will feel weird. I'm not doing that. Anyways, I'm just going to tell y'all about how I started this. I already recorded this 5-7 times. I cannot seem to get it right. Not that I cannot record. Not that I don't know what to say. But my fucking neighbors yelling at each other. It's just extremely, it's just disturbing. I cannot have my own peace. They take that energy from me, man. I try not to. I try not to let them get to me. But I mean, god damn. Why are you yelling at your kid who is 2 or 3 years old? That little nigga don't know nothing about life. Why are you yelling at this little girl? She's like, maybe she's not too little. She's 9 years old. Well, why is you cussing at her? You know, you as the mother have to be the example of your kids. If you don't want them to play with you the same way you play with them, the same way you talk to them, then I suggest for you to respect them. And on top of it, they have a little newborn baby. Like, Nick, why? And honestly, they're all females. They're all females. Where I live at, they're all females. See, and this is the type of shit I don't like. Shit like that. Motorcycle passing by. Can I respect my podcast? I mean, obviously, they don't know I'm doing a podcast. Anyways. So this is how it all started. Now, back in 1985, when I was a little kid, before I was even born, back in 2007, 2008, Dusty, stop it. Hey, don't do it. Back in 2008, 2007, I think even 2009, I used to work at this store. It's called Bifoles. It's like a homeland, if you know. People from the south, I think the east side, southeast, midwest. Not a lot of people know about this. But I was working there, right? And I opened, I got on the La La Land, man. I was working at Bifoles, right, as a produce manager. I worked for the frozen food as well. I was a courtesy clerk, little heffy. What else I was doing? I was a cashier, and I mean I was universal, you can say. You know what I'm saying? I was doing the thing I wanted to be doing. You know, you feel me? I was making that money. I was making that cheddar cheese. But there was one day when I grabbed the phone. I don't remember everything, but my supervisor was like, "Hey, I'm just gonna make it up, because I don't know if she said to announce the discount or to get somebody on aisle 7, because they just spilled a fucking egg." Like an egg little thing-a-ling, like a, what they call it, man? See, I can't even speak English right, man. Eating too much beans and rice and pollo rostizado. Oh, excuse me, why? But, well, it's like an egg carton. You know what I mean? I guess it was an egg carton. We have a dozen of eggs, right? So they just dropped one of them motherfuckers. And, I said something. And they were like, there was this guy outside, dude, shocked as fuck. He looked at me. He gave me this shocking face, like, I don't know, like, if he saw something good, like, something that he loved. I almost thought he was gonna kiss my ass. Like, he was so shocking. Like, he was, dude, was that you on the intercom? Yeah. He was like, dude, you should go to broadcasting, dude. You should definitely do it, bro. You got the voice, my man. You got the voice. You should definitely do it, man. I'm telling you. You gonna make money, bro. You gonna make money. And I'm like, you think so? I'm like, yeah, bro. You got the voice, man. I'm like, all right, well, shoot. Yeah, I guess. And I went to sleep. Before I went to sleep, he put a smile on my face, man. I was looking up the ceiling. And I was like, man, this guy here, maybe I am good. So I tried it. I made a commercial on for this car wash, for like this audio for this car wash back in Oklahoma. And well, I fucked up because I went to prison. I had a lot of chance. I mean, people know whoever had a shot on, you know, to turn the life around. And if you fucked up, man, just to have a fast life, or because you thought you was a citizen there and they wasn't gonna take your papers and shit, well, guess what? I am here. And you are too. So, not all cases are, you know, are the same, but similar to them. So, that happened. And today, I was on Facebook, man. I was going through my timeline and my homeboy was... Like, me and this guy named Lil John. Well, his name is John. I'm not going to say his real name. But he was like, dude, we definitely need to go ahead and do a podcast. I was like, why? Like, and I told him the story about this guy, right? And he's like, nah, yeah, man, we should definitely do it. Because, you know, we can talk about a whole bunch of things. We can get a whole bunch of topics going on. We can have people giving us a call, you know, give us a topic, or we can just make our own. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's cool. You know, I like to talk a lot. And I'm like, why not? You know, so today I went on my timeline. I was going through my timeline, and I seen this Anchor app, which, by the way, is a good one. I mean, you can do so much on this app. But if you do already have your tools, you can still use this podcast. And I mean, you're gonna be known. Like, I already like this one chick, man. She talks about Black Power and all that stuff, which is, I think, is interesting, because they you know, they're standing for their rights and the culture. You know, it's just different from anybody else's. We don't talk. I haven't heard much about the white people culture, or, you know, or other people's culture, like India, Arabian, I mean, all that good stuff, you know. And I don't even know that, you know, I don't even know my own culture. But so far what I've been living, it's just different, way different from the States. But anyways, so yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you get your people. I mean, if you like to talk, you have a chance to do that. I mean, don't put yourself down, man. That's one of the things I want to talk about on Friday, which I need to go ahead and set up a schedule. Fridays, I really want to have somebody on the channel so we can talk, because I can't just do it on my own. Like I said, I need to have at least 2 to 3 people. We can talk about, you know, politics. We can talk about relationships, marriage. We can talk about anything, honestly, anything. So it's pretty cool. The people who, you know, who don't have a lot of people to talk to, yeah, they can even listen to this as well. But that's how it all started. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I did that. And so I'm gonna go for it. Like, I take chances in life. I don't wait. You know, people think that waiting is, you know, waiting for the right moment. It's, it's gonna get there. But how do you know when the right moment is? You know, it's just an open question out there. How would you know when the right moment would be? People don't know. You might say, well, you feel it, or a person will know. But what if that right, what if that feeling is today? What if that day is today? What if that time was today? And you just didn't take it. What if your mind playing tricks? I mean, because everybody knows your mind can play you a lot. It could either give you good concepts. It could give you good decisions. It could deceive you. Mind plays a lot of tricks. Hold on. But it can. It just really depends, man. You gotta know who you are. You gotta know how your mind works. You gotta know how your subconscious, when the right time will take over. Because as soon as it snaps, and you gotta go ahead and think about something you shouldn't be thought. And that's how people are making stupid decisions. Stupid decisions in life. So. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm gonna keep on doing, and that's what I'm probably gonna do. I also have this other project, making music, not singing, but rapping. I have the barbershop. I want to go ahead and build that too. I mean, money has to come. One needs to come, needs to flow. We need to set expectations for us, man. You know, people who are 27, 25, even the young people, 18, 20, who are just starting living, you know, responsibly, who want to, and living independently. We need to go ahead and just support each other. The support is, I mean, the love, the, help. It's not there anymore like it used to. Well, maybe this is part of growth, part of life. Now we're seeing things that we couldn't see when we were young. Maybe our people lived this and they're still living it. Maybe they're living something else that we won't be living. And it's just basically there might be warnings from your family, from your parents, or from people that you spoke to who are older than you. And a couple of things, I never listened to my mom like that, man. I was like, fuck that. Nah, we good. I'm Gooch. I could do it on my own. And I could. Now I can. But I took a whole bunch of punches from life. And that's what I'm doing, man. I'm also going to be selling. Once everything is right, I will be selling micheladas. I mean, I am doing it, but not as much because I don't have a spot. And people want to see what you're doing. So want to see what you're making, how you're making them. I'm selling hot wings as well, and I'm pursuing that. Like I said, people will want to see what you're doing and what else you're putting on them things. And since I don't have a local, it's a bit hard for me to go ahead and, you know, inviting people in my house. I don't want people in my house like that, man. Especially if I don't know you, and even if I try to, you know, if I want to go ahead and give you the doubt and get to know you, at the end, I mean, I know who I bring, who I don't bring, and who I can and cannot bring. Because not a lot of people are like me. Not a lot of people are sincere. But that's that. We're going to make it fun. But it's also going to be interesting. So this is just like a basic breakdown of what we're going to be expecting on this channel. And I really hope this kicks ass. I will be bringing females, you know, so we can talk about, you know, female perspectives on why we have feminism. All these feminists. Why do we have people or guys who are manly to women who think just because they women they are. They can be low. We can use them like a fucking punching bag. I don't agree with that either. But there's topics. We'll talk about religion. Why you atheist? Why you emo? Or why you, I don't know, Satanist?
why you Christian, Catholic, Buddhist, all these things. I mean, we can talk about a whole bunch of topics. Oh my gosh. There's going to be a lot of topics that we can talk about. But then again, who is willing? Who wants to go ahead and you know, get their voice heard? I'm gonna be here. Once again, this is the Purple Room. Shout outs to all my people. Love y'all. And we'll see y'all Wednesday. Well, y'all will hear me Wednesday. I'll be sending my episodes every Friday, if it's like I said. Well, maybe I didn't say it on this. I didn't say it on this. I want to have like a breakfast talk. So, the more we actually grow, the more we can do with this podcast. Anchor, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Facebook, Iggy Rams, Iggy Grace. YouTube, I don't have a lot, but I think it's Iggy Ramirez or Ignacio Ramirez. I have like a couple of videos of my baby dancing and all that good stuff. My TikToks, I'm too grown for doing that to be doing that shit now. I was good, man. I ain't gonna lie. I was hitting them likes, getting them fucking ha ha ha's and shit. But nah, man. I mean, I'm telling you, everything's a fucking experience, man. Everything, and if the shit hits, cool. If not, keep on going. Don't set yourself up for a failure, man. And you guys will be hearing from me, man. Love y'all. Stay safe.
Good morning, people. Welcome back to the Purple Room. Brought to you by Iggy. And thanks for the help, Anchor. They have helped me a lot to get this opportunity, you know, to go ahead and shoot for the stars. It might not be much, but at least I'm doing what I can. I'm not sitting my ass on my couch. Well, I mean, I am right now because I'm waiting for my for my breakfast, but I'm not just thinking. I'm not just sitting there not doing nothing and let life to give me, you know, what I need if I'm not doing anything about it. But today's not going to be a big topic. Just going to be a short clip, short episode. Now, the reason why is because I have to go back to the office. Take back the phone because it doesn't work and I'm not getting any access here at my house. But yeah. I wanted to share something with you guys, man. I just don't remember what it was. I did tell Lil John to go ahead and have a word with him in regards to, you know, COVID and the pandemic and all that good stuff. But there was something else that I wanted to talk about, man. I really don't know. I mean, I forgot. It wasn't money. It wasn't the job. Actually, something like that. It's actually something like that. You guys, the people who maybe are bitching just like me because a job is not, well, because we make it complicated, because we take things a little bit serious.
Oh my goodness, I just woke up too.
The people who are sad because they don't have, or they weren't expecting the job that we are, that us, you know, Latinos and all the people, the immigrants that actually that were immigrants in the States, or maybe any other country, you know, it could be Brazil, it could be, I don't know, Guatemala, and are already living here in Mexico. I mean, we gotta be thankful. that we're paying our rent, we're paying our dues, we're paying our, you can say, our responsibilities. I mean, we got to be thankful. Honestly, I don't like this job. I like to move around. I like to work at warehouses. I like to be moving around, stacking up stuff, you know, stacking up freaking pallets, you know, filling up the trucks and stuff like that. I like doing that, you know, organizing things. I like to move around, but here in Mexico, they don't pay you that well for that. But I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful that I have the job. And I should make the best out of it. I should go ahead and change my mindset. And that's one thing I was actually thinking today. I was like, you know what? I hate people talking shit to me. I hate people yelling at me. It's not even my fault. And, I mean, come on now. I mean, I just don't like this shit, man. I don't like people yelling at me. Like if I was dumb. And the reason why is because they got somebody on the other side of the phone who is willing to help them out. Give them a reason to, and he'll help you out. You know, I mean, I'm an honest person. If I say, you know what, for example, you're not going to get no credits because of this. You're not going to get no credits because of that. You're not going to get no bundle because of such thing. You're not going to get it. It's not within my power. It's what my job tells me to do. You feel me? So it's pretty complicated. It's pretty complicated. But I'm thankful. And to a point, to a certain point, I have to tell myself, you know what? Hey, you got to be thankful. Be thankful that you still have the job. I mean, if I wanted to leave AT&T, I would have been there for 3 years already. But I left for 6 months, came back. And I've been with the job for a month and a half now. Not a lot of jobs give you the same opportunities, the same, you can say, benefits. AT&T does, honestly. My job does a lot. It does help me a lot. It did help me in the past. So I'm thankful for that. And I gotta go ahead and just, oh my gosh, dude, I'm fucking yawning and shit. Just took my pills too. I'm not crazy, but some shit happened over the weekend. But like I was saying, yeah, I gotta be thankful, man. I gotta change my mindset. Like, if someone's yelling at me, I should go ahead and just not say anything about it. It's not being personal, and I take things personal a lot, quite often. But then again, I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? I'm not even like this at the office. I'm working at home. I'm working from home, and I don't like working from home. And the reason why is because, and I'm just gonna be straight with y'all, man. I don't like my neighbors. All my neighbors are women. And I'm gonna have new neighbors too. Hopefully they're not women. It's not that I have anything against them, but if it's just the kids, man, the kids. Why the hell they gotta go through the shit that they shouldn't go through? Why are you yelling at them, man? One, why are you talking shit to them? Why are you cussing at them? And you still have the fucking nerves to tell your son not to cuss at you. And the kid asks you, well, why the fuck you cussing? Don't be cussing at me. No, because I ain't your mother. I am your mother. No. That's stupid, man. Like, I don't even cuss at my own kid. I be cussing out, but and whenever I hear her, I do tell her. Like, I mean, I'll just say ass, you know. And that's it. That's all I say, just ass. But I used to say fuck in front of her. But I try not to cuss in front of her as much as I can. Hold on. I fucked up. I'm trying to go ahead and avoid any type of cussing, man. Any type of cuss words. Any type of weird,
not appropriate words.
But anyways, I just wanted to go ahead and tell you guys that I'm thankful for my job, and you guys should be thankful no matter what it is. Even if it's like picking up shit, you know, clean shit. I probably would rather do that. But I'm thankful for my job, and my job has been there for me. Guys, have yourself a wonderful morning. Stay tuned for tomorrow. I might have a guest. Let's go ahead, man. Let's go ahead and get this money. Good morning, people. Welcome back to the Purple Room. Brought to you by Iggy. And thanks for the help, Anchor. They have helped me a lot. To get this opportunity, you know, to go ahead and shoot for the stars. Might not be much, but at least I'm doing what I can. I'm not sitting my ass on my couch. Well, I mean, I am right now because I'm waiting for my for my breakfast. But I'm not just thinking. I'm not just sitting there not doing nothing and let life to give me, you know, what I need if I'm not doing anything about it. But today's not going to be a big topic, just going to be a short clip, short episode. Now, the reason why is because I have to go back to the office, take back the phone, because it doesn't work, and I'm not getting any access here at my house. But, yeah, I wanted to share something with you guys, man. I just don't remember what it was. I did tell Lil John to go ahead and have a word with him in regards to, you know, COVID and the pandemic and all that good stuff. But there was something else that I wanted to talk about, man. I really don't know. I mean, I forgot. It wasn't money. It wasn't the job. Actually, something like that. It's actually something like that. You guys, the people who maybe are bitching just like me because a job is not, well, because we make it complicated, because we take things a little bit serious.
Oh my goodness, I just woke up too.
The people who are sad because they don't have, or they weren't expecting the job that we are. That us, you know, Latinos and all the people, the immigrants that, actually that were immigrants in the States or maybe any other country, you know, it could be Brazil, it could be, I don't know, Guatemala, and are already living here in Mexico. I mean, we gotta be thankful that we're paying our rent, we're paying our dues, we're paying our, you can say, our responsibilities. I mean, we got to be thankful. Honestly, I don't like this job. I like to move around. I like to work at warehouses. I like to be moving around, stacking up stuff, you know, stacking up freaking pallets, you know, filling up the trucks and stuff like that. I like doing that, you know, organizing things. I like to move around, but here in Mexico, they don't pay you that well for that. But I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful that I have the job. And I should make the best out of it. I should go ahead and change my mindset. And that's one thing I was actually thinking today. I was like, you know what? I hate people talking shit to me. I hate people yelling at me. It's not even my fault. And, I mean, come on now. I mean, I just don't like that shit, man. I don't like people yelling at me. Like if I was dumb. And the reason why is because they got somebody on the other side of the phone who is willing to help them out. give him a reason to, and he'll help you out. You know, I mean, I'm an honest person. If I say, you know what, for example, you're not going to get no credits because of this. You're not going to get no credits because of that. You're not going to get no bundle because of such thing. You're not going to get it. It's not within my power. It's what my job tells me to do. You feel me? So it's pretty complicated. It's pretty complicated. But I'm thankful. And to a point, to a certain point, I have to tell myself, you know what? Hey, you got to be thankful. Be thankful that you still have the job. I mean, if I wanted to leave AT&T, I would have been there for 3 years already. But I left for 6 months, came back, and I've been with the job for a month and a half now. Not a lot of jobs give you the same opportunities, the same, you can say, benefits. AT&T does, honestly. My job does a lot. It does help me a lot. It did help me in the past. So, I'm thankful for that. And I gotta go ahead and just, oh my gosh, dude, I'm fucking yawning and shit. Just took my pills too. I'm not crazy. But, some shit happened over the weekend. But, like I was saying, yeah, I gotta be thankful, man. I gotta change my mindset. Like, if someone's yelling at me, I should go ahead and just not say anything about it. It's not being personal, and I take things personal a lot, quite often. But then again, I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? I'm not even like this at the office. I'm working at home. I'm working from home, and I don't like working from home. And the reason why is because, and I'm just gonna be straight with y'all, man. I don't like my neighbors. All my neighbors are women. And I'm gonna have new neighbors too. Hopefully they're not women. It's not that I have anything against them, but if it's just the kids, man, the kids. Why the hell they gotta go through the shit that they shouldn't go through? Why are you yelling at them, man? One, why are you talking shit to them? Why are you cussing at them? And you still have the fucking nerves to tell your son not to cuss at you. And the kid asks you, well, why the fuck you cussing? Don't be cussing at me. No, because I ain't your mother. I am your mother. No. That's stupid, man. Like, I don't even cuss at my own kid. I be cussing out, but and whenever I hear her, I do tell her. Like, I mean, I'll just say ass, you know. And that's it. That's all I say, just ass. But I used to say fuck in front of her. But I try not to cuss in front of her as much as I can. Hold on. I fucked up. I'm trying to go ahead and avoid any type of cussing, man. Any type of cuss words. Any type of weird,
not appropriate words.
But anyways, I just wanted to go ahead and tell you guys that I'm thankful for my job, and you guys should be thankful no matter what it is. Even if it's like picking up shit, you know, clean shit. I probably would rather do that. But I'm thankful for my job, and my job has been there for me. Guys, have yourself a wonderful morning. Stay tuned for tomorrow. I might have a guest. Let's just go ahead, man. Let's go ahead and get this money.